Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
How do we measure true maturity in the local church, a community of believers? Well, the Apostle Paul answers this question in the introductions in several of his letters. For example, note what he wrote to the Colossians in the very opening verses.
We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints because of the hope reserved for you in heaven.
Note that Paul used plural pronouns, demonstrating that these believers as a body reflected these qualities. Here's another example from his letter to the Thessalonians.
We always thank God for all of you, making mention of you constantly in our prayers. We recall in the presence of our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor motivated by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Here Paul defined these three qualities. When he referred to their work produced by faith, he was referring to the good work that resulted from their salvation experience. When he referred to the labor motivated by love, he was referring to all aspects of the fruit of the Holy Spirit in their relationships with one another. And when he referred to endurance inspired by hope, he was referring to their doctrinal stability and security in Christ. So, as spiritual leaders, our primary goal should always be to produce a body of believers that reflects faith, hope, and love. But as Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, especially love.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.